This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. A little Paul McCartney here. Sing it. Wonderful Christmas time. 94 WIP. In for the guys, for Spike Ike and Fritz, Ricky Ricardo. That is Dan Buzz Wilson, and Luke Nichols takes care of business for us. We'll be around till 6 as we get ready for Santa Claus. That radar, the North Rad, has him somewhere now over the outback in Australia. So he
seems to be late to Australia. It's late at night.
I had to start in New Zealand, right?
Okay, so he started in New Zealand. He made his way to Australia.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess he'll be making his way to the U.S. At some point tonight.
At some point tonight, and there has been some snow in the Northeast.
There has been. I'm looking at you're sitting in your nice residence down there in Florida. I'm looking out at some ice, some snow here in Center City. Yeah, it's
chilly here.
The sun. It is. Is it for Florida chilly or like actually chilly?
Well, it's 66.
Oh my God! You have to put on the winter jacket.
Come on!
All those poor people in Florida are going to get frostbitten in 66.
Yeah, it's going down to 61.
Oh no!
That's heartbreaking.
I really feel for you.
I may have to put the heater on.
Oh, that's just a shame.
I may have to. All right, what are we talking about here, Dan?
Yeah, so really quick, we got to get to our Twitter question here. Twitter question sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Our question today is, did you gain a newfound appreciation for Jalen Hurts after seeing the Eagles play without him on Sunday? Yes or no? Ricky, I'll ask you first. Did you gain a new appreciation for the Eagles quarterback on Sunday once he went out?
No, I've known what Hurts is all about. I've called every one of his plays as a pro. So for me, no, I didn't get a new appreciation. I knew right off the bat that Kenny Pickett is not going to give me what Jalen Hurts gives me. So if the question is phrased a newfound appreciation, no, it is not a newfound appreciation. I know the difference between Jalen Hurts and Kenny Pickett, and it played out right before my eyes. Not so much their individuality on the field, but everyone in the world of football, especially the defensive coordinator and Dan Quinn for the Commanders, they basically changed their entire defensive game plan the minute that Kenny Pickett was, they knew that, he was out. Kenny Pickett was going to guide the Eagle offense for the remainder of the game.
They're
different quarterbacks.
They are different quarterbacks. Here's why I'm a yes. I appreciated him, but I appreciate him for a different reason on Sunday once they went out for this reason. Most quarterbacks in the NFL, most starting quarterbacks, when they go out, you would notice a significant drop-off in the passing game when the backup went in. That's not what stood out to me so much on Sunday. What stood out to me, I thought Kenny Pickett actually did a relatively fine job throwing the football. Yeah. What stood out to me is, and you mentioned in the open, Saquon Barkley was not the same running back after the first quarter. He went for 100 yards in the first and then went for like 40-something in the remaining three quarters. The fact that the Commanders were able to go stack the box and basically play completely different against Kenny Pickett because of who Jalen Hurts is as a runner. It wasn't totally not anticipated, but I guess I just viewed it as the difference you saw from Hurts to Pickett, the drop-off from the Eagles starter and Jalen Hurts to Kenny Pickett was a different was completely different than I think most teams in the NFL would see drop off starter to backup. I think we saw a different passer, a passer that we hadn't seen all season from Jalen Hurts in the Steelers game. I thought it was probably his best passing performance of the year, especially when you consider who he was doing it against. What you saw from Pickett on, like, I thought he threw the ball, generally speaking, fine. I thought he played well enough for them to win. If DeVonta Smith catches that pass, I think we're looking at, you know, we are looking at an Eagles win. It was the run game and the impact it had on Saquon that really stuck out to me.
Well, I think we're saying the same thing in different ways, because I agree with you 1,000%, but the question is phrased newfound admiration.
You knew that he could do this.
I know. Here comes a different quarterback, a completely different quarterback. Who would have last year? Marcus Mariota, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
Mariota would have been more of a similar backup to Jalen Hurts than Pickett is. So maybe it's not as outstanding, it's not as obvious the adjustments made by the opposing defense as what we saw on Sunday. Now, this is in no way, shape, or form a negative on Kenny Pickett. He's just a different kind of quarterback.
Different skill set.
Different skill set.
So let's we'll go to the phones. We'll ask people that as well, you know, what they thought in terms of the game, Hurts versus Pickett. And then we're also going to introduce our side topic here in just a minute as well.
All right. Let's go to our buddy Rob in Glenside to kick us off. Roberto, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen. Feliz Navidad, and hope everyone is having a great holiday out there. So, the game on Sunday, I actually thought Pickett did enough to win the game. I mean, to be honest with you, when he first came in and he started completing passes to A.J. Brown and Smitty got involved, I was like, you know, the offense looked pretty efficient. He doesn't give you the threat with his legs, obviously, that Jalen did, and the defense adjusted to that and loaded up the box, like you said. But I don't put this loss on Kenny at all. I mean, I think the Eagles did a pretty good job on Sunday of beating themselves between the mental mistakes, the drop passes, you know, too many men on the field. You know, you had CJ GJ getting injected. I mean, I think these were self-inflicted wounds. And, you know, the question that you asked earlier was, you know, am I sort of relieved that they lost? I think the loss actually is a good thing if it teaches these guys a little bit of humility and it teaches these guys to, like, you know, stay focused on the game and, you know, and play with discipline.
So you found reasons after the smoke cleared, okay? You, after analyzing things, you have found some positives coming out of this negative.
I did, because I think a lot of the young guys on defense, and I don't think Sirianni is a disciplinarian coach. But I think a lot of guys on defense have been, you know, sort of chirping their mouths and, you know, especially last week with Jalen Carter with the slap to the head. Mm-hmm. These guys need to wise up a little bit and play some more disciplined football. And if this type of loss is what it takes, then so be it. I don't think they were getting the one seed anyway. I agree with you, Ricky. And, you know, to be honest with you, I still think that they're probably going to get home field advantage in the NFC Championship game if they make it that far, because I don't think Detroit has what it takes to make it through the playoffs. I think they're going to be challenged. And
So you think the Lions lose in the divisional round?
I do. I think that
means they win no playoff games at all.
Well, Minnesota's got their number. I mean, if they happen to play Minnesota, that's going to be a dogfight. And or if Tampa Bay goes in there, that's going to be a dogfight too, because they lost to Tampa Bay. And if worst-case scenario, we have to go into Detroit, I got to be honest with you, although it would be nice to have a home game here at the Link for the NFC Championship game, from a player's perspective, nobody wants to play in 9-degree cold weather in a night game. These guys would much rather play in a dome in 70-degree weather. You know, it's going to be better for the kickers. You know, I've seen 6 NFC Championship games in my lifetime. If we can go into Detroit, take care of business there, keep these guys healthy, have a better kicking game, and win the game and go to the Super Bowl, then go to Detroit. I don't care.
Yeah, so, well, Robin, thank you for the phone call. Merry Christmas. Like I said at the top, it doesn't bother me going into Ford Field. I don't know about Jared Goff against this Eagle defense. I think Fangio would cook up something that would, make Jared Goff's day miserable, whether we're playing in 9-degree cold, as Rob just mentioned, or in the comforts of Ford Field with the heater on. The Lions, just with all of their injuries, and I actually thought, Dan, I thought this past Sunday would be a litmus test for. I think that was the second game that the Lions have had to play outdoors the entire season.
Yeah,
they're
going to go through the entire year. I want to say it's three, maybe four games.
Next week is their third game.
Exactly, outside the dome. They had to go into Chicago, and there was one other game that was outdoors. Yeah, they've kind of lucked out in terms of their schedule. A lot of indoor or warm weather climate games. Yeah. But I guess the advantage is if they get the number one seed, they won't have to do it again. They would guarantee that every game they play, whether it's the divisional round, the NFC Championship at Ford Field, or the Super Bowl in the Superdome, like they might not go outside again after this week in San Francisco. So strictly, I guess that's what they get for being the number one seed.
Strictly, from a quarterback matchup point of view, Goff hurts.
Who do I prefer?
Yeah.
I might give the slight edge to Goff.
Ooh.
Just because as a passer, I think he's shown a little bit more consistency there. But I think they're in the same neighborhood.
I mean, that's a toss-up in my book anyway.
It is. And you could also do, you could go Campbell versus Sirianni. Who do you like better there? Who's got the better roster? I think in terms, if you factor in the injuries, the Eagles probably have the better roster.
Who's going to blow it on a fourth down call?
Campbell does. Yeah, Campbell gets a little aggressive.
Campbell and Sirianni are the two biggest riverboat gamblers in the entire league.
I do believe they are the two. I hope it comes down to the Eagles and Lions in the NFC Championship because they have looked like the two best teams to me all season long. And I think it would be a close game. I think it would be fun. And regardless of whether it's at the Link or Ford Field, which seems like the more likely scenario at this point, I think it would be exciting. But Ricky, I did want to introduce our side topic here today because it is on a Christmas Eve, and I have the opportunity to work with yourself as well as our producer, Luke Nichols. Now, really quick, before we get into it, I did want to quickly ask Luke where he stands on our question. Luke, do you believe it was a blessing in disguise, or potentially, I should say, a blessing in disguise that the Eagles lost to the Commanders on Sunday based on everything we've laid out so far?
I wouldn't say a blessing in disguise because, obviously, you don't want to lose any football games. You don't want to lose any time at all. But maybe it's a wake-up call to them that, hey, you're not going to go undefeated. You're not this amazing. You're a great team, but you're not unbeatable. You can still drop a game to where they have, what would it have been, a 14-game winning streak going into the playoffs. You win 14 straight games going into the playoffs, you're thinking highly of yourself. Maybe you're not as focused, where you just lost the game to a division rival that you're most likely going to see, so you can kind of lock back in and really kind of just, you're already going 100% of preparing into the playoffs. Now you're at 110, 120. So it's,
you're answering the question, Luke. It was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, but the blessing in disguise, to me, it sounds like, oh, it's a good thing that they lost. No, it's a bad thing that they lost. It's a bad thing if they lose any game.
For it. But now that we have taken a step back, as Ricky said, the dust has cleared.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. I'm not, heartbroken over the loss.
That they lost.
Yeah,
yes.
It's okay. I'm over it now.
All right. So now, Ricky, I asked Luke that question for two reasons. Number one, just so he could, get his voice out there as well, chime in on this debate we're having. But number two, our side topic today, and when I saw who I was paired with, hosting with you, Ricky, who I've known for years, and Luke, who's a little bit newer, I've had the chance to work with him a number of times on the overnight, but maybe there's probably a good number of people, driving around right now, listening to the show in the daytime hours and the afternoon show here, who have not heard Luke's voice before, and Luke's voice, the first time you hear it, is striking, as well as yours. So, because I'm working with the two best voices at WIP, the two best radio voices in Ricky Ricardo and Luke Nichols, I want to ask people on this Christmas Eve, what is your natural given talent? What talent were you just born with? You can flex it maybe tonight when you're hanging out with the family Christmas Eve, or tomorrow on Christmas Day. What talent are you going to flex to everybody? What have you always just had a natural knack for? Because I think you two guys, I had people tell me growing up that my voice was meant for radio, it was good. I can't imagine, for every time I heard it, you two had to hear it 100 times as much. So I want to ask people what their natural talent was, either growing up or still today.
Oh, well, I'll take that as a compliment, number one.
It's a compliment
one.
As
to both
of you. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. Thank you. And yeah, that is an interesting side topic. All right, 215-592-9494. Our buddy Tom down in Alabama joins us. Hey, Tommy.
Merry Christmas to you and Dan, to your families. Happy New Year. I certainly hope you've been doing well.
What's up,
Thank
Tom?
You. Same to you.
Yeah, not a whole hell of a lot. You were
now that the smoke has cleared, Was it a blessing in disguise that we actually lost that game on Sunday?
I don't know about a blessing in disguise, but I assure you the blessing in disguise will come for the revenge on the Washington football team. And I already put the word out approximately 36 hours ago right here on WIP. So if you're listening down there in D.C. land, I can't wait for you to come either the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th of January to South Philadelphia. There.
We'll get him, Tom.
We are going to just come on, keep talking. I know your lips are poked out, your chest are poked out, you're talking a lot of smack. Well, just keep talking, because that kid, now he's going to wreak havoc, no doubt, on the Eagles for years to come, but not this year.
So, Tom, again I ask you, was it a blessing in disguise that we lost the game?
It probably will be, because...
There you go.
DJ should be fired up, everybody should be fired up. And I know this isn't going to be real popular sentiment right here, but it proves to me a whole hell of a lot that I appreciate Hurts. But I'm also very upset with Hurts, because he knows, just like in 2022, I've seen him, not the play, but he knows to slide and get down, and he's pulling a stunt like that in week 15. Come on, man.
The one thing, Tommy, and thank you for the call. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
You forgot to get his natural talent.
Oh, that's right. Well, all right. Well, Tom, he knows about both our voices. Can you really blame Hurts for being aggressive and playing the way he does?
No, and also he was sliding. Like, unfortunately, that kind of stuff happens. I don't think that was him being, didn't strike me as him being reckless.
Egregious, takedown of Hurts that we've seen this year.
No, it wasn't. He took a. I mean, he tried to fight his way back.
His head on the way down hit the ground. I don't know. I've watched that replay over and over again. Was there anything dirty on the part of the commander guy?
No, I didn't think so. I thought it was. I took it more as like this was a freak thing. This was unfortunately just the way the NFL works for any given play. All the more reason, by the way, that I don't want Saquon or anyone on the team to play in week 18. Like, this isn't me trying to be soft or a wuss or whatever you want to call it. What if Saquon got a concussion in week 18 chasing the record and he wasn't able to go in a playoff game? Like, that would be a travesty. That would be horrible. Like, that's just how the NFL works. Is any given play, anyone could go out for any amount of time. I didn't take it as Hurts being reckless. I didn't take it as the Commanders being dirty. I just took it as a unfortunate freak thing that hopefully Hurts is able to bounce back. I mean, we hope that he's ready to go Sunday, but truth be told, I think they can get the 2 seed and get one more win and clinch the division without Jalen Hurts. If they want to be cautious and save him a few weeks down the line for the playoff game, like, that's probably not the end of the world either.
No, I agree with you. I don't need him this Sunday. I don't. And hopefully Kenny Pickett can, it's a pain tolerance thing. Carl's in Mapleshade, joins us. Hello, Carl. Merry Christmas.
Yo, Merry Christmas. Anytime Luke's producing and then you bring in two heavyweights like Dan and Ricky, you know you're going to get a good program.
Yeah, they bring out the all-star team on Christmas Eve, Carl.
Heavyweights, man.
I'm down about 22 pounds, Carl, but I'll take it as a compliment anyway.
I heard you were looking better than ever.
That's the word on the street.
All right. Was it a blessing in disguise?
Well, I kind of like Luke said, I can't go to a blessing, but it's definitely a wake-up call.
All right. But if you take it as a wake-up call, there's a silver lining to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Pickett, I feel good about the way the guy played. I think he can save the game in the same situation that he was in last week. I think he can save that game again.
Do you think he's good enough?
There were some other failures along the way in that game, or he could have saved it.
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
Carl, he was good enough to beat the Commanders. Like, to me, if I was ranking, like, even the top three reasons the Eagles lost the game on Sunday. I don't know if Kenny Pickett cracks the top three. The defense allowed 36 points. Devontae Smith dropped a pass he shouldn't have. There were dumb penalties left and right. Like,
Saquon dropped a screen pass.
Saquon
that
dropped,
reminded me of the Atlanta Falcon game.
There were a number of mistakes left and right. And all of that considered, if Devontae just catches the ball, they win the game. The special teams was bad all day. We haven't even mentioned that.
I mean, we're like two drop catches away from two more wins.
Well, that's how it works in the NFL. Sometimes it's a game of, you know, one play here, one play there. It works both ways. The Eagles are still in a really good spot here at 12-3, but it is, you're literally a Saquon catch and a Devontae catch, usually two pretty sure-handed guys and talented guys from being 14-1. And likewise, I'm sure you could point to plays that went in favor of the Eagles so far this season that helped them out. All in all, they're 12-3. I'm still pretty good with where they're at.
What we saw Sunday, guys, that we had not seen in a long time on these short games, I don't know if this was purposeful or I don't know, but these Braden Mann kickoffs that were brought back beyond the 30 on several occasions, whether it was McCaffrey or whoever the other guy was that was returning kicks for the Commanders. And then on that last one where they get to the 38 and then tack on another five, because these refs were tough on the Eagles. There's no arguing that. These refs were strict on Sunday. They tacked on another 5 yards. That drive that won the game started at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, the Eagles had self-inflicted wounds all day long. Now, Ricky, I'm actually interested to ask you this because you were at the game. Was the wind bad at used to be called FedEx Field, now Northwest Stadium? Like, was the wind bad on Sunday, or was it just...
No.
So what was up with Mann's kickoffs? He's been good all year.
I have no idea. I know Michael Clay, I think this morning, may have spoke about it.
We did. We actually have that sound saved. We'll play it maybe in the next second.
We'll play that a little bit.
So, guys, I would like to finish you up with this. We took a hit from Washington, but there's a reason there's a statue on the Art Museum, and it signifies a blue-collar city that has the ability to go to distance, and that's what we got to get back to as a fan base. So we took a hit, but we didn't get knocked off our feet.
No, we are resilient. Carl, answer Buzz's question.
Yeah, what's your natural talent, Carl?
Guitar. I've been playing it since I was 14. I never wanted to try to be professional because there was so many better than me. But me and Ricky have talked about my mom worked at CBS Records. Mm-hmm. She was a part of getting Gloria Estefan on the Epic label. So it was part of my talent through my life, but it was like keep your day job.
Carl, we appreciate the call. There's nothing wrong. First of all, going pro with guitar is a tough road. I mean, you used to work in the music world. I'm sure you know it as well as anybody. But listen, having a night, being able to pick up a guitar like John Ritchie can do and... You know, maybe you serenade a love interest or you pull it out at a party. That's a nice little trick to have in your back pocket.
You know, look, I wish my mom wanted me to learn when I was younger. And I said, no, that is, not for me. I wish I would have learned to play the piano. You know how many times I've been in a hotel lounge or like you mentioned at maybe a holiday party or somewhere.
And there's a piano there.
I'd love to just sit behind the piano and, have someone else sing but me play a tune, and I can't do it. It's one of the regrets of my life.
It's never too late, Ricky.
It is.
It is.
With my schedule.
Yankees off-season, in between. I know you got the Eagles thing on weekends, and you're hosting here, but during the week, I don't know.
You could find some time.
You could pick it up
pretty quick. All right, I'll tell you what.
You're talented. You're bilingual. That's a talent.
We're on New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah.
Between now and then, I will seriously contemplate whether that is one of my New Year's resolutions.
To learn piano?
To at least try to learn to play the piano.
We're going
to
try and make this happen.
I support it.
Okay, in 2025.
Yes, absolutely.
215-592-9494, our opening question this afternoon on this Christmas Eve. Is it somehow a blessing in disguise that the Eagles, now that has sunk in, I know, I got ridiculed. Luke was there Sunday night. John Johnson said, I almost drove off the road because you said it could have been a blessing in disguise.
And then he went to the phones.
So I was ridiculed for this, just a few hours after the loss. Now that it is all sunk in, we ask you, was it a blessing in disguise that the Birds lost this game? 215-592-9494. We got that, Dan's question. We got the poll. We got a lot of things
going
on. We
got Jeff Kerr coming up, right?
Jeff Kerr, CBS, CBS Sports is going to chime in on not only the Eagles, but a couple of moves that Mr. Dombrowski has made here recently. More pitching, and then maybe some more moves coming up. We'll get into all of that coming up next. WIP Sports Time is 2:56.